بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، ایک روز حضرت مولانا الجبار غزنوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے درس بخاری میں ایک طالب علم نے کہہ دیا کہ امام ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو 15 حدیثیں یاد تھی، مجھے ان سے زیادہ حدیثیں یاد ہیں۔ ونس وائل حضرت مولانا عبد الجبار غزنوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ واز کنڈکٹنگ دا کلاس بخاری شریف، شیخ الحدیث، ہی واز گیونگ لیسنز ان بخاری شریف۔ دین ون اسٹوڈنٹ، ون انسولنٹ اسٹوڈنٹ، ہی سیڈ، ہی ریمارکڈ دیٹ امام ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نیو اونلی 15 حدیث اینڈ آئی نو مچ مور دین 15 حدیث۔ This is a claim of the Salafis. Those who do not follow any mazhab, they to this day they believe, they propagate this falsehood that Imam Abu Hanifa from Tala only knew about 15 hadith. He said an exceptionally stupid claim. Imam Abu Hanifa from Tala was a mujtahid Imam, great fuqaha were his students. One can never be a mujtahid if he is not a muhaddis. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was a hafiz of hundreds of thousands of ahadith. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi said, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi was much junior to Imam Abu Hanifa. The day Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi died, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi was born on that day. So Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi said, نحن إيال وابي حنيفة في الفقه, that we are the children of Imam Abu Hanifa in fiqh, in the Shariat, we are the children of Abu Hanifa. And Imam Malik, someone asked Imam Malik one day, were you confronted with Imam Abu Hanifa? Imam, once he met Imam Abu Hanifa, and he had a discussion with Imam Abu Hanifa. So Imam Malik said, yes, I know about Abu Hanifa. If this, you see this pillar here in front of us, Imam Malik Rahman said, if he sets about to prove that this pillar is made out of gold, then we will not be able to counter him and break his argument. So it's a powerful person, is him. So this is exceptionally stupid and insolent claim, slander against Imam Abu Hanifa Ramzalim. And Allah Ta'ala has declared war upon two types of criminals. One is the one who devours interest, riba, and the one who insults Allah Ta'ala's awliya. As Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the hadith of Qudsi in which Allah Ta'ala himself says, Man ada ni waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb. Whoever distresses a wali of mine, I give him notice and ultimatum of war, Allah Ta'ala says. So this insolent student, he blurted out the Imam Abu Hanifa, and you 15 of these, and I know more than that. حضرت مولانا عبدالجبار غزنوی رحمۃ اللہ کا چہرہ مبارک غصہ سے سر ہو گیا، اس کو ہلکا درس سے نکال دیا اور مدرسہ سے بھی خارج کر دیا۔ شیخ الحدیث became his face lit up red with anger and he put this student out of his class and expelled him from the madrasa. اور بفحوائے اتقو فراس المؤمن فإنو ينظرو بنور اللہ، فرمایا کہ اس شخص کا خاتمہ دین حق پر نہیں ہوگا۔ And then on the basis of this hadith of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اتقو فراس المؤمن, beware of the firasat, The wisdom, the ruhaniyat, the spiritual wisdom of the mu'min, that means of the wali. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Because he looks at you with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala reveals to him. So Allah Ta'ala must reveal this kashf to him. He said that this student, this person, his end will not be on the deen of haq. Ek hafta nahi guzra ta ke malum hua ke wo talib murtad ho gaya hai. Aazillah min su'il khatima. Just 1 week passed by and that student became a murtad. He abandoned, he renounced Islam. So Allah Ta'ala save us from a su'il khatima, from evil death. No one can have confidence. No one can have confidence in his present condition. Be a pious Muslim now, today. Your iman is intact. It may appear to you to be intact. But what can happen tomorrow? What will happen at the time of mort? No one has asked God. Any guarantee. Shaitan is always there. Right until the last, very last moment. Imam Ahmad Hanbal, rahmatullah, is a great person when he was in his mother's mouth, when he was on his deathbed. Then, he would when he would recite the kalima, the talqin of the kalima, then he would say, la, la, no, no. He said, and then he left unconscious, and then when he revived, then his son said, oh father, we recite the kalima. Then you say no. What is the meaning? So you say, I'm not saying no to the kalima, I'm saying no to shaitan who's standing here in front of me. The shaitan is telling me, oh Ahmed, you have now succeeded, you have won the battle against him. And you are leaving the dunya now with your iman. So I'm telling him, no, what you are saying is wrong. You are shaitan, you're still here. You are still here. So in other words, say that until the very last moment we must not be ghafil, oblivious. No one knows what will happen. Imam Razi, such a great alim, he wrote the tafsir of the Quran in 50 volumes. On his deathbed, he was on the verge of losing his iman. But the du'as of a sheikh come in handy there, assisted him, and he left the dunya with iman. The shaitan was there until the last. So one should always be fearful. Never be confident and overconfident of your ibadat and of your present condition. Because tomorrow we don't know what will happen. There were cases of the people who were known awliya. They were wali as far as everyone's concerned. They were awliya. But the end was with the khatima was evil. They left the dunya without imam. Allah Ta'ala knows best the thing. Sometimes the ear, sometimes the kufr is so subtle and hidden in the person's heart that he doesn't even know. At the time of mort, it surfaces. And in this age, so many people have kufr in their heart. They don't know what they are speaking. Everyone today is a mujtahid and a mufti and a mujtahid. Get hold of a translation of some modernist and make up his own opinions. And in there and in so doing, what he does, he loses his iman. That's what is predicted in the hadith. Time will come that people will gather in the masajid and perform salat. وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ mu'min comes in the hadith, but not a single one in the, amongst them will be a mu'min, because everyone will be interpreting the Quran and the hadith according to his shaitaniyat, according to his own nafs. Now they will set aside the interpretation which the Sahaba gave of the Quran and the Hadith, and the Sahaba, the interpretation was what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them. So they conveyed this to the Ummah, and from generation to generation it has reached us. But now you will find people, they are not prepared, they think to accept what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sahaba said, and then they attributed to ulama speaking these things. Whereas these teachings, these interpretations have come directly from Rasulullah. So one should always think be careful of iman. And the safe, the safe way to save your safety is to cling on to what has come from above. What's come from the Salafu Salihin, from the time of the Sahaba and Tabi'in and Tabi'a Tabi'in, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these three ages, Khairul Qurun, three ages, these are the best of ages. And whatever was Islam, and the meaning of Islam, and the method of Islam, in the first three ages, that is Islam. Everything else besides that is batil, it's baseless, no matter how beautiful it may appear like an ibadat. But if it did not exist during the first three ages of Islam, age of Sahaba, Tabi'in, 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 then that would be batil. So one should always think, be careful of following things and practices which came about after the age of Salafus Salihin, which we call bid'ah, because bid'ah it is worse than zina, bid'ah it is worse than murder, bid'ah is worse, the worst of the sins. Because why in bid'ah, what one does, you demolish the deen, you dig up the foundation of deen and you destroy the deen. Whereas when a person commits other major sins, he regrets, he understands that what he's doing is wrong, and he will gain the tawfiq for tawbah. Allah Ta'ala will give him tawfiq to make tawbah. But a person of bid'ah, he believes what he's doing, because he's doing in a form of ibadat in his mind, so he has no tawfiq of making tawbah. For that reason, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described the people of bid'ah, kilabun nar, that they are the dogs of the fire. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.